Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The left fielder, Carl Bolles. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Bolles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Marichal drops the ball. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell takes first base on ball four. Thornberry moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornberry moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Marichal moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene strikes out. One out. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal misplays the ball. That's an error on Neal. Marichal moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field. Bowles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowles. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. Mantilla moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball towards right. Alou catches it and throws to second to double up Ashburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Orsino hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. Orsino moves to second. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards third. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Thomas moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 3 in the game. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowles hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hickman. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mantilla is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 1 out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keane moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Bowman applying the tag. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. Pagan moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Al Jackson. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 4 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.